Okay, ladies, we're going to get started. It is so exciting to have you here. When I think of when we first began to dream about this, plan about this, it seemed so long ago, and we're here. So can everyone hear me okay? We're going to try and do this without a sound system. Erica, you can hear? Okay, great. Just want to welcome you. Thank you for being here. Thanks for getting your, those of you who have kids, thanks for getting your kids up and out the door and getting them settled and coming. We are excited. The first thing I wanted to do is just thank Scott Maxwell. Also thank all of the elders. I hope you know how much your elders love you. They desire, as they have gone, taken the men through build and through these disciplines plus more for them, their desire became then for the women to learn these same disciplines. And so Scott has been so gracious in just giving us his notes and just saying, okay, take them, make them fit for women. And so that's what Jamie and Sarah and I have done all summer. Talk about feeling like you've been drinking from a fire hose. That's the way it's been. And yet I feel in a lot of ways that I just barely got a taste, you too, Jamie, of what we're going to be teaching. So I have realized that this in many ways is going to be a lifelong process of learning about the heart. There's so much that the Word has to say about the heart. So just want you to know, Jamie and I are right here with you, learning right along with you. And yet we're really, really excited for what God has. So let's pray, and then we'll begin. Father in heaven, you have been so gracious and so merciful. We came to you with needs of a facility, of workers. We weren't sure how this was going to work. We just knew that this is something that you desired, that the elders desired for us. And Father, you have been our provider in every single way. And so we just come this morning rejoicing in what you have done and who you are. And Father, I pray that as we talk through what this year is going to look like, that you would motivate us, that our hearts would be open to what you have for us. And Father, we know how much we need your help as we learn. And so I pray that none of us in any way would be dependent on ourselves and our own strength, but that we would be dependent on your Spirit to teach us. And so that is our prayer to you this morning. And we pray it in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Amen. Let me start with maybe the most important announcement, and that is bathrooms, if you haven't seen where they are yet. Anytime you leave, if you leave out those double doors, please don't go in there. There's a classroom going on in there. Out through the double doors, to the left, and on the left. Can't miss it. You'll see them there. And then also, Jamie wanted me to mention in the email that you got from us, the email address is wrong. I think she put gbaz .org, and it should be gbcaz. So in case you need to get it, email us for any reason, you might just make that note on there. Then I just also wanted to let you know that Chandler Bible Church has been so gracious in allowing us to use their facility. And so I want us to honor them. I don't want us to be a burden on them. I want us in every way that we can to honor them. And so really their only request has been that you only have bottled water in here, something that's closed. And so let's honor them by doing that. For those of you who have been here from the beginning, you know that our goal is always to leave a place in better order than we find it. And so we're going to ask that you do that here. If you see a piece of paper, pick it up. In the bathrooms, when you're done, just wipe it down a little bit. Their Bible study starts tomorrow, so they meet on Thursdays. So we want to make sure that they can come in just like we did. And have everything set just like they're going to need. So I do have one need. There have been a lot of people that who have offered to come a little bit early and help. I have a need for someone to help stay after maybe about 15 minutes, or even a couple of you if you could rotate. So if you're available to do that, just let me know. We would really appreciate that. So let's talk about the schedule, what you're going to expect when you come in. The first thing, I can't stress the importance of this enough. Those doors, outside doors, are going to open at 8:45. Please get your children settled, come in, and be ready to start at 9 o'clock. Because we have another group coming in, we don't have the luxury of starting at 9:05, okay? 9 o'clock we're starting whether you're here or not. Sorry. I know there could be, you know, obviously traffic issues. Children, I don't know how many of you need to drop children off. That's fine. Just walk in quietly. Just be sensitive to the people around you. But we are going to start right at 9 o'clock. We are going to take, for most weeks, about 30 to 40 minutes of teaching time. And then we'll go into our small groups. So you'll get the list of small groups. We'll divide in half. Half will go with Jamie, half will go with me. And we'll just take chairs and just form them around in a circle. This is such a great, you know, I love the way this is set up. It really makes it easy. But then when you're done, if you set these up over here, you can leave these in circles. But just don't do anything with this so that when the next group comes in, they can just sit down and then they'll have their circle. So, you know, obviously that one's big over there. You can rearrange the chairs any way you want. We'll ask the next group that comes in to make sure that they're back in place. So then when you're done with small group, you'll go to the children's program that you've been assigned to, and you get to serve in there. That provides many opportunities. First of all, that provides for those women then to be able to come in here and have their teaching time and small group time. But really, it is so much more than that. Obviously, you get to be with the little ones. You get to help shepherd them through activities and everything. That team has done an amazing job. Even the snack time isn't just to give them something to eat. It's to teach them something about God. They have just done an amazing job. So I think you're going to love being with them. But also, it really gives you an opportunity to observe one another as you are shepherding your kids. And an opportunity maybe to minister to other moms. I know for me, I am always looking. I'm watching you, if you don't know that, you young moms. As you shepherd your little ones, someday, Lord willing, I may be a grandmother, and I know I have a lot to learn. I've learned so much since my kids have grown up that I want to be able to implement, and so we have an opportunity to learn from one another, and that is the exciting thing about being over there, is we want this ministry to continue on. And so depending on what age group you're with, especially for those of you who are going to be in the two years and under, you're going to have great opportunity to be able to talk with one another. And so as we get to our small groups and the homework questions, talk about that with one another. You know, you'll leave small group. We're not going to have a lot of time for small group. And so take small group with you. And just continue to talk about those questions and use that time. So it's just a great opportunity for us. So let's look at what is Wellspring. Let's start from the beginning. So I want you to take your notebooks and turn it over to the back. And we're going to look at the purpose. The goal of Wellspring is to take the women of our church, whether you have been coming from the very beginning, whether you've been here just a few weeks, if you call Grace Bible Church your home, and we are calling you together to unite around these three disciplines. The elders of our church really desire that we as believers at Grace Bible Church would be women with a united understanding of what it looks like to effectively minister to and disciple one another toward Christ. That's their goal for us. And I think what a unique quality that is of Grace Bible Church, that the leaders' desire is to see all of us who are involved in ministry, whether it's men, whether it's women, whether it's students, that we are all united in our ministries. So that whether in Build for men, whether in Wellspring for women, whether in student ministries or involved in Next Generation, whether you disciple your daughter, whether you disciple a high school girl or a young mom, we are all hearing the same thing, and we are all united in our thinking. What a great concept, and I am just so thankful for the elders' leadership on that. Because it's in that unity that we are called to be women, the kind of woman who is strong with the gospel mission of Jesus Christ, through Grace Bible Church in particular, within our own lives, within our homes, in our church, and then as an extension to the world. So that's our purpose. And again, I'm thankful for the elders as they have helped us walk through that purpose. So this is how the year is going to break down. We're going to look at these three disciplines on the back. The first one is the heart. She prayerfully shepherds her heart toward God through the Word of God, and in particular, the gospel. We must shepherd our hearts to the Word of God to get to God. That is so key, right? We are encouraging every one of you to read through the Bible this year. And ideally, if you're not on a reading plan, from September to September. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Now, even as I say that's what we're challenging you to do, I know that with that challenge, there is a temptation to read for the sake of reading. Okay, Chris said we need to do it, so check, got it off. The assignment's done, complete. And I just want you to know that is the last thing that we want you to do. Remember what I said. We must shepherd our hearts to the Word of God to get to our list checked off? No, to get to God. Make sure that is your goal as you read. That's why we call this discipline one. Okay, we need to discipline our hearts as we read. It's far too easy, I think, to come to the Word of God for reasons that fall short of Jesus. What's our goal in reading through the Bible, through all of the Word? It's to get to Jesus. So we must be women who prayerfully shepherd our hearts to Jesus Christ through the Word of God. Because we all know, I think, that it is possible to be consistent in our daily reading and have it have very little effect on our hearts. I know I've been there. It's something that I need to discipline my heart to every single day that I open the Word. That's why we must discipline ourselves as we read the Word. As that Word is open before us, our heart attitude must be, God, I don't want to miss Jesus as I read this. Because if we don't draw near to Him, you can read your Bible every single day and you will still spiritually dry up. We must have Christ. Or what value is there in that? This is the kind of women that we must be. Everything flows from this. You can't minister to other women and be effective if you are reading the Word for any other reason than to get to God. But I also want to encourage you that you will have so much to give to others, so much to share with them as you are reading the Word of God with the intention of getting to Jesus. If you read intentionally, prayerfully, you are just going to overflow with Christ, and you will have so much to give to the women that God brings into your life and to your children, to any ministry. But if we are not, first of all, in the Word, if that's not even your discipline, then I pray that will start today, or if you have not learned yet what that looks like to seek Christ as you're reading the Word, if you're not doing those things, what are you going to have to say to people? What about your husbands, for those of you who are married? When they get discouraged, what are you going to have to share with them? What about your children, for those of you who have kids, grandchildren? What are you going to share with them? What about those in your small group who have needs? For those of you who mentor, okay, how will you come alongside those who need help? How are you going to bring them hope if you haven't been bringing your heart to the Word of God, to meet with God, to know Him? You want to be able to share with other women what you know, what you've learned about God at a heart level, about your love for Him, and encourage them in their love, and then to serve Him. So you'll see this a lot as we go through this first discipline, that everything flows out of discipline one. If you get discipline one, if you get this one, the other disciplines will come. If you miss this first one, the rest of them are going to be bankrupt. They're going to be empty. That's why we're going to spend almost the entire first semester looking at the heart. And I guarantee you, you're not going to get bored. You are going to be amazed at what God's Word has to say about the heart. And then let's look at the second one, the home. She ministers to those in her household with her heart that has been shepherded for God and the gospel. We must place a priority on spiritually influencing those within our household, within our home, with a heart for Christ. God, in His design, has placed us in a home, right? Whatever that looks like. Might be just a husband, children, roommates, whatever that looks like for you. And we need to make those in our home a priority. We need to be sure that we are bringing the gospel to them, and that there is an aroma in the place that we live. And it's the aroma of Christ. If you don't understand what that is, what that means, what that looks like, here's what I'd like for you to do today. I want you to read through 2 Corinthians 2, 14 and 15. And if you have time, read through the end of chapter 4. It is such a great passage of just us being the aroma of Christ in the world. I mean, that it talks about everything in that passage, but we want to think of the aroma that we are filling our homes with Christ. And we want to make sure that we're having an impact there in our homes. And so as Scott would say, don't leapfrog over it. Don't leapfrog over your heart and think that you're going to be effective in impacting your home, and then don't leapfrog over your home to get to some other ministry. Well, you know, I just want to meet with women. I just want to encourage women. That's great, but you need to be taking care of your home. You need to be effective there first. And again, we'll talk more about that. It's a lot, the scripture.
What was that reference again?
2 Corinthians 2, 14, 15. It's either one of the two or both. It's in there. Yeah, just keep reading. When you start, you're going to want to keep reading. It's such an exciting verse, a passage. So there is a lot that Scripture has to say about the home. There are some very specific things that the Word has to say about those who are raising children, but even to those who are not in that season of life. There is certainly an indirect application here, and I don't want you to miss that. So I just want to encourage you, if you are single or if you are meeting with a single young woman who has roommates, don't think that this discipline doesn't apply to you or doesn't apply to those young women. We need to be asking either ourselves if you're single or asking the young women that you meet with, how is my heart? How is your heart? Tell me about how your heart interacts with the Word of God. I know for me, I can engage as I'm reading. I am with the Lord. I am learning. I am engaging. But I also know that if I don't keep my heart in check, I can find myself reading just because it's the right thing to do. Yesterday, I was feeling really, really crummy, and I read the Word. And so this morning when I opened up the Word, I went back again, and it was like it was a totally different passage. I wasn't engaging yesterday because I wasn't feeling well. So I saw that again, the difference between engaging and just reading because it's the right thing to do. So encourage them and yourselves. Ask how are your relationships with your roommates? Are you serving them? Are you encouraging them in your walks with the Lord? If they're not believers, are you sharing the gospel with them? See, we need to be faithful with the people we live with. And that includes roommates, whoever that is in our homes. We need to understand that this season of life is very important. I believe living with roommates is great training ground for whatever God has next, perhaps marriage. Great, great training ground. If you aren't learning to do that with those in your household, it doesn't automatically come when you say I do. So again, if you're single or if you're meeting with singles, please encourage them in this second discipline to take it seriously. And then D3 is ministry. So with a heart for God, the gospel, and fulfilling her ministry within her own household, she steps into the church to shepherd others toward God and the gospel. So with a heart for Jesus Christ and for your household where you are influencing them with the gospel, you are now ready to step into the church to shepherd others toward Jesus and toward the gospel. The elders' desire for us is to be effective in ministry. And so they have put in place these disciplines before us to help us put into place the things that need to have a priority. Okay, these are not written just because it sounded good to put them in this order. There is purpose. These are the priorities. Again, everything flows out of discipline one. If your heart is full of God in Christ because of the Word of God, then yes, you will be effective. You'll be effective whether you're teaching next generation, whether you're mentoring others, whatever that looks like. And we want you to be effective, okay? We want you to be ministering to people in the body. That's God's desire for us. So, am I saying that what we're asking you to do is focus on discipline one until we've got that down pat? And then once we've got that mastered, then we move on to discipline two, never thinking about discipline one again. Okay, then we get our household down and we move. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. These disciplines are going to overlap constantly for the rest of our lives. Okay, they're going to take place at the same time. So you can't say, I'm not going to be involved in ministry, because I'm still working on discipline one and discipline two. Okay, we get that. We know. We all are working on discipline one and discipline two. We need for you to be caring for each other in the body. But again, there's got to be a priority in our thinking. My first thought, your first thought needs to be, I need to shepherd my heart. And I must not leapfrog over my heart. I must not leapfrog over my household relationships while I'm caring for those in the body. So I urge you, ladies, that you pray, you ask God to make you effective in ministering to the body in which He's placed you, and that's at Grace Bible Church. All of us should set these disciplines before us and ask God to make us women that He wants us to be for the benefit of the church. So those are the disciplines, and we're going to walk through those every time we meet, real quickly, because we don't want you to forget Okay? So now let's actually look at our notebooks. Okay? In the front, there is a schedule. Cass put it very nicely in a little page protector. We'll give you, I guess she's got both of them for there. Let me just make one mention, and that is if some of the schedules have that there's a break on November 24th, some of you don't have that in there. If you don't, just write that in, or we'll, believe me, we'll be reminding you again. Okay, we're not going to meet on November 24th. We're going to take a little break. And as you look over that schedule again, you're going to notice that not all of the disciplines are going to be get equal time. Okay, our main emphasis is going to be on the heart. We're going to spend most of our time on that for obvious reasons.
Chris, on the schedule, it shows December 1st not meeting. Is that correct?
Does that, well, or it doesn't have
it doesn't anything with it.
It's categorized ABC.
It's the
organizer. Oh, there's a student organizer.
Yeah, make sure that you're looking at Wednesdays.
I'm looking at
December 1st?
Yes.
See where it says? Look at the first column. Does that make sense?
My first column is blank.
Well, if you go all the way over.
See the black arc? We have a different thing, like November 17th and December 1st are their own sections on ours where other people.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if you have any questions, just come up and ask me afterwards. So, okay, so we're going to spend most of our time for obvious reasons on the heart. We're going to take a little bit less time on the home and then even less time on ministry, especially for this year. So go ahead and turn to the first tab, the heart. The first thing that you're going to see there is a list of 856 occurrences of the heart broken down by book. Scott went through the Bible several years ago, and he looked at every use of the word heart using the New American Standard. And he made a list of every time that it was used. So you'll see how many times the word heart is used, say, for example, in Genesis. Okay, if you only got this today, I hope you go away with going, wow, that's why I need to read all the Word, right? Look at some of those books that maybe you would never get to. Deuteronomy, 45 times. It has a lot to say to us about the heart. And that's why it's important for us to read the entire Bible. Okay, so then turn the page. And the next thing you're going to see are heart categories for consideration. Okay, after Scott listed all of the times that the word heart was used, then he went back through that list again, and he started making connections and categorizing them. So, for example, if he read one of those verses and it pertained to pride or arrogance, then he made a column and he started putting all of those verses there. Or if he noticed that some of them were talking about deception or how our hearts can be deceived, then he started... He'd write it in there. So we started these categories. So this is to get you started. If you find some, especially if you're reading a different translation, add to them. Again, the word has a lot to say about the heart. So then go ahead and turn to where it says the heart in the New Testament. Okay, I think she got that down to one page. Yes, front and back. These are statements that the Bible teaches about the heart. Again, these are resources, all three of these are resources that Scott has made available to us. I pray that you will take advantage of these resources. There is so much work that he put into them and teach us so much about the heart. So please take these out, refer to them often, and just take in as much as you can from these. Okay, then there's a second tab, the home, and a third tab, ministry. As we get to those, we're going to add verses and categories just like you saw in both of these, in D2 and D3. We're going to be looking at God's people, in many cases women, who have interacted with one another within their home and also in caring for one another outside of their home. Then I want you to look at the very last tab, the miscellaneous. And there are reading plans in there. Okay, this is, again, this is going to be your primary assignment for the year. Now, let me just mention, if you are already on a reading plan like I am, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going with mine. And then when I'm done, I'll start over again. But if you haven't one, if you're not on a consistent reading plan that's getting you through the Bible, then here's just some to choose from. The first one is a chronological reading plan. This one happens to start in October. And so it'll go October to September. Or you can buy a chronological Bible. And this is what I'm going through right now. I love this one, and there are some disadvantages to this. I love it because it's all set out. So you get to Acts. I know that from Acts, when Paul goes on that missionary journey, I read, and it's in that order. And so it keeps me from getting distracted. Sometimes when I read my own Bible, I get distracted. It keeps me from doing that. The downside, it's not my Bible. And so a lot of times I'll have to grab my Bible out because I want to mark something in it. But I would just encourage, if you've never read through the Bible chronologically, boy, this is a great way. Either, you know, from this plan that you have there, or get a chronological Bible. It's a great, great way to see how Scripture flows. And then the second one, and this is the favorite of many women that I know, is the McShane's Bible Reading Plan. My encouragement to you, if you're going to do this, is to make a copy of this. And then, you know, maybe even cut out each little one and stick it in your Bible. And that way you can use it over and over again each year. If you choose this plan, you will go through the Old Testament one time in a year. You'll go through the Psalms, the Proverbs, and the New Testament two times in a year. So if you choose this one, you're going to read about four chapters a day, just so you know. And then the next one is by genre. It's 52 weeks Bible reading plan. You'll read through the entire Bible once in a year, okay? This plan, okay, obviously you'll start, you can read Sunday's epistles, Monday's the law. If you choose this one, you just might want to know that there are some days you'll read two chapters, but there are some days you'll read up to seven chapters a day. Like when you get into the prophets, there's a pretty big chunk for you to get through. So, great way to read the Bible. I just want you to know, think about your schedule with that. And then the last one that's in there is actually from blueletterbible.com. There's a reading plan. You read through the Old and the New Testament one time. Also, if you want to jot down, there's a couple of other reading plans on BibleGateway.com, or if you like the English Standard Translation, you can go to esvonline.org, and you'll see a place to click for their reading plans as well. Just a little bit of a warning in that if you go to some of those websites and you start clicking around to commentaries and stuff, just be discerning, you know, in what you read. Okay? So if you stick with a reading plan, you are fine, no problem. But if you start moving around through some things, just be discerning in what you look at there. So why are we asking you to do this? Why is this your primary assignment for Wellspring, to read through the Bible in a year? Our desire, and the desire of the elders, is that we become accustomed to doing this every year for the rest of our lives. And I cannot tell you how beneficial it's been. I think I started doing that when I was around 30, so, well, it's been at least 10 years. I've done it a long time. I love it, because you don't miss any of them, okay? You don't, sometimes if you just, okay, what am I going to read now? We tend to go back to our five favorite books of the Bible. And we just read those over and over and over again. But we need to become familiar with the Bible, right? We want to see how God interacted with his children a long time ago, because it helps us know him. We want to know the entire Bible. We want to feed our hearts with the entire Bible. It will help us care for the body. The Bible is full of illustrations and examples, as Paul says, for instruction. And so we need to be full of the Word, all of the Word, equipped by knowing the Old Testament and the New Testament. Again, then we will be able to care better for others because we know the Word. Now, I understand that things come up, okay? So we're asking you, make this your goal. So if I know this is my goal, to read through the Bible in a year, and say I choose the chronological Bible, usually it's about 3 chapters a day. Okay, so I know today, if I let my time get away from me and I don't read my 3 chapters today, I know tomorrow I'm going to have 6 chapters to read. That's okay. All right? If you get a little bit behind, it's okay. Don't stop. Don't quit. We're not gonna grade you on this. We're not gonna check how you're doing. We might ask you, how's it going? And also, it might take you longer than a year. You know what? That's okay. We don't want to be legalistic about this. We just want this to be a goal. If you don't have it as a goal, it's not gonna happen. And so make that your goal. Okay, but again, we want to make sure that you're reading. Not to check it off your list, but you're reading to meet with God, to learn of God so that you are equipped with the Word. Okay, again, the goal is to encourage all of you to read all of the Bible. That's why we're asking you to do this. So, there will be, I don't know how many of you saw them, handouts at the door as you first walk in. So next week when you come, obviously that long table won't be there. There's just that little table in the back. And so when you come in, just check off your attendance on there. There'll be, sometimes we'll have a quote on a little card that we want you to, sometimes it has something directly to do with what we're teaching. Sometimes it's just something that we thought was really good that we want you to consider. So you'll pick that up. Then if you didn't get today your homework questions, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So, and then like next week when you come in, there'll be your note-taking assignment because we're going to start in on that next week. So just make sure you hit that back table. Put on a name tag, especially for the first several weeks when we break into small groups, and that way everyone, can know. So, again, next week we'll start with the note-taking outline. We're going to start in the Old Testament, work our way through to the New Testament. If you've been at Grace Bible for any amount of time, you know that Scott has taught us well that Scripture is unfolded progressively. Okay, God revealed what He wanted to reveal to His people from the Old Testament, exactly what He wanted them to have. What they needed to have a saving relationship with Him. And then, as we know, God built on that. And He built on it, and He built on it, and built on it. And so that's how we're going to go through as we look at these different topics. So homework. Besides the reading plan, there may be weekly assignments. Okay, again, they're going to be at the door. So did anyone not get their assignment? Okay, Jamie, if you just pass those out, if you would, please. For most of them, because our schedule obviously is going to be different from Saturdays. Okay, they're meeting every other week, so they're going to cover everything in a week, in 1 week, where we're going to divide it up into two. And so most of the times you're going to have more than 1 week to work on this homework. This particular one, you're going to have 3 weeks to work on it. And so this one is going to be due October 6th. So when you're done with that one, then we're going to ask you to put your name on it and hand it in. If we have small group that day, there'll be a couple times we aren't going to have small group, just hand it in to your small group leader. If not, we'll put a basket or something at the back if you could just turn that in. So, and I hope that doesn't make any of you nervous, okay, about turning it in. Let me tell you the reason we're asking you to do that. For me, I know there is something about having to turn something in. There's a little bit of accountability in that, right? So that's one of the reasons why we're asking you to do that. But also, it's for Jamie and me. We want to make sure that we are communicating to you effectively. If we look at those and there's something that everyone missed, we're going to go, we didn't do a very good job. Let's go back over that. So that's just going to help us. We're not going to look at it at a critical eye toward you. Okay, it's really to help us out and to make sure, just to help you be accountable in doing that. Now, the homework is not going to be time consuming and that it's not going to take a lot of study time. It's not that kind of homework. But the questions are mostly going to be self-evaluation. And so we ask, please, please put thought into these. For example, if the question that we ask you to think about is, what do you do with your heart when you open the Word? Be honest. If you say, I don't think I'm doing that, be honest about it. Okay? There's something about writing that down. For me anyway, I'll remember, okay, I'm not doing well with that. That helps me then to be more purposeful. So these are for you. This is for your growth. So be honest. Sometimes the homework might require that you ask someone else to help you answer a question. I think sometimes other people can see things in us that we can't see, and that can be really, really helpful. And so we may ask you to do that. We don't want you to miss something that's in your heart that maybe is obvious to everyone else. And so again, we ask them and take that graciously from them. They're helping you to see that. So God, allow God to use them to reveal areas to you that maybe you need to see. So again, the homework isn't heavy duty in the fact that it takes a lot of time to study, but it does matter. Okay, it's good for us to evaluate ourselves for the purpose of seeing where we are. Okay, I want to know where I am really, okay, not where I think I am. And it will help us to see areas where we need to grow and maybe where we need changes in our lives. And so Wellspring is primarily concerned with making sure that you know what God wants you to do in order that you know who you need to be. We're concerned about who we are before Christ. And so we want to make sure that you are putting these disciplines in front of you so that they'll shape you, okay? They'll change you. And then let me just talk real quickly about our small group time. We're not going to have small group today, but next week we'll either have a list in the back, if Jamie can show me how she did it because she's going to be gone, we'll send you an email of what group you're in just so that you know. And that time's going to differ from week to week. Originally, I said, okay, I'm going to tell them 15 to 30 minutes. I think that's probably not realistic. It's going to be a really short time. Okay, again, because we have two, we just have to be really careful. And so I just encourage you to make the most of that time. You're going to have time to go over maybe one question. Okay, probably not time for prayer requests, but you still have a great opportunity. And that as you're hearing someone share something, maybe an answer to their homework, or you can even see the way that they're answering, jot down, take responsibility yourself, jot down, I think I need to pray for this person this week. Maybe give them a call on Friday, just see how they're doing, encourage them. Okay, it doesn't have to be a formal thing. We don't have time for that. But you do have time to be sensitive to where they're at. And so I just would encourage you in that. And then, from there you will go into the children's program. So you'll walk out, again, make sure you walk out those double doors. And take advantage, again, of the time that you have to spend with one another. Observe one another with children and watch how they minister to the young ones. And again, for those of you who are in the two and unders, you're going to have great opportunity to take that small group time with you, even if it's with other people, and just really use that time. So, are there any questions? Jenny? You didn't get an email? Okay.
I didn't get an email about where I was
Okay. Just see Jamie afterwards. She's got the list. Any other questions? Clear as mud? Okay. All right. Good. Well, I do hope that just even going over this, that you are excited about this year. And I do pray that your hearts will be challenged this year. It is Jamie's and my prayer that as we shepherd our hearts to the Word of God, to get to God, that we will make much of our Savior, and that we will live out our lives in a way that reflects His transforming grace in our lives. So let me pray, and then I've got one more thing that I'm going to do with all of us. So let's pray. Father in heaven, I know for me, I just come before you with great anticipation for what you are going to do in my heart this year. Father, I do desire to live a life that would accurately reflect Christ's work in me. And so I pray that you would do a work in me as we're together at Wellspring, as I read your word daily, as I engage in your word with the purpose of getting to Jesus, that you would transform me. Father, I pray that same thing for every woman in this room. Father, I pray that you would protect us, protect their children from illnesses so that they can be here to learn from you. And Father, I pray that we would be honest with where we are at, honest with ourselves, honest before you, and honest with one another, so that we truly can help each other grow. And Father, I pray that as a result of that, that you would be glorified, that we would be a church that reflects you well, the work that you have done in our lives. And then also, as we are in the world, that your work in us would be obvious to them. And so, Father, we ask you to help us. This isn't anything we can do on our own. We can be disciplined, and I pray that we would, but we know that we need the work of your Spirit in us. And so we ask you to help us and to conform us into the image of Jesus. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we have... Oh, did someone have a question? Okay, we have 10 minutes left. Amazing. So I was hoping this would happen. I just wasn't counting on it. We won't be able to get through all of them today, but we'll just take a couple minutes until we get through each week. And I just want to start... Go ahead and stand up when it gets to your turn, and I want you to tell me your name, how long you've been at Grace Bible Church, and how long you've been walking with the Lord, how long you've been a believer. So, Lynn, can you start?
Lynn Martin. How long at the church?
How long at the church?
3 or 4 years, I can't remember. And I accepted the Lord when I was 25. I won't tell you how old I am.
All right, thanks.
I'm Kendall, and I've been at Grace since it started. And I don't really know when I started. But I grew up in Huntsville. It's been a long process.
Okay.
I'm Bethany Finn, and I've been at Grace for about 2 years. I was saved about 10 years ago when I was in high school sometime.
Okay, thanks.
My name is Josie. I've been at Grace for 3 weeks, and I accepted Christ about 9 years ago.
Okay, thanks.
My name is Jen, and I've been at Grace since 2002, and I've been a Christian for about 16 years.
Okay. Yeah. Sarah, can you go?
Yeah.
Why don't you go real quick? I know she's good.
And I've been at Grace since I got engaged, so that's been, I don't know how many years, like 8 years. And I've been a believer since I was pretty young, maybe first grade.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. Okay. Amberly, let's start over there. Okay, thanks. Sarah.
I'm Sarah.
Not dumb. Okay. All right.
I'm Ashley Hoover. I've been going to Grace for about 6 years, or 6 and a half, and I've been a believer for about 6 years.
Okay. Jody?
I'm Jody Moore. I was in probably about 2 months ago, and I accepted Christ as my Savior by about 7 and 7.
Okay.
Suzanne Blevins, and officially at Grace since Easter, and I'm walking with the Lord like 20 years ago.
Okay, great.
I'm Katie Nagua, and I've been at Grace about a year now. And I was asleep raised in a Christian home, but I don't think I really knew the Lord until probably about 2 years ago.
Okay. Melissa. Jamie?
I'm Jamie Siegel, and I've been at Grace almost a year and a half, and God saved me about 17 years in college.
Like an Ann Angstead, who started at Grace. Oh, you know what I do? I think it was 7 years ago, and I've been a Christian since, I'm trying to think, how many years is that? Well, Lisa was like 4, so I don't know, 28 years, something, a long time ago.
Oh,
it's
that right? I'm Catherine, and I got saved in college, I think it was about 14 years ago, and I've been at Grace for 6 years.
Okay. Erica.
Erica, and we've been at Grace for almost a year in November.
Wow.
And,
I missed it because she's on the left. I'm Lori, and I have been at Grace since the end of January. And I was saved back when I was 6. That's just been obviously a sanctification process.
Okay, thanks. And okay, I'm Chris. I've been at Grace Bible Church, always kind of a tricky one, officially for almost 2.5 years, but we've kind of been there halfway from the beginning. And I've been walking with the Lord since 1975, so a long time ago. And I won't tell you how old I was. So, I'm not very techie.